Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
That was dynamic. Yes, it is. Hello and welcome to the Full Force Weekly, your weekly news roundup of everything in the world of G.I. Joe. I don't know why I've started this with some sort of almost pre-written statement, even though it's not pre-written. That was all off the top of my head. Pat, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing just fine, yeah. Interesting stuff to talk about this week.
Yeah, like, and again, as per, we get to about like Thursday-ish, and I'm thinking, oh, it's a pretty light week. We'll have a couple of stories to talk about, and then it just bombards you, doesn't it? And it's like, oh, okay, no, there's more, which is cool. Obviously, gives us more to discuss. You know, don't want to be sitting on here just not saying anything, do we? Just look talking about our, I don't know, favorite sandwiches. We want to kind of, you know, get into the world of Joe, don't we? That's what we want to do.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly, and it's one of those things where it happens every week.
Is that your favorite? I don't know what my favorite is, actually. I'll have to have a think about that before the end of the show.
It's too much of a classic. It's been my go-to for years.
Funnily enough, I just had peanut butter and jelly on toast a few moments ago. Isn't that weird? That's really nice, by the way. Anyway, for those in the comments, there's loads of you in the comments already. Good morning, all of the Full Forces. Let us know in the comments what your favorite sandwich is, because it's got nothing to do with anything. Right, first up then, Pat, we did get a lot of random news this week. A lot of kind of like a little bits of merch here, new different lines over there, and of course we've got the classic classifier to get into. But before we get into any of that, Toy Factory plush news.
Thanks to Dasan Phelan for the heads up on these. The Toy Factory have posted a number of listings with images for a line of G.I. Joe classified style designed 9 and 13 inch plush toys on their wholesaler website. The listings don't include release dates or pricing, and they don't sell direct to consumer, so not a great deal is known about the line as yet. What we do know is that they include the two scales of plush toys, with a core character lineup featuring Snake Eyes, Scarlet, Roadblock, Cobra Commander, Destro and the Baroness, as well as a few random items like plush balls, plush cubes, and I assume a plush Cobra briefcase. It will be interesting to see if these start showing up in certain retailers in the future, so keep an eye out on your travels. We will bring you more information as we get it.
Yeah, this is one of those random out of left field kind of scenarios, isn't it here, Pat? Effectively here we've got two different scales of plush, I'm guessing in that very style we're looking at on screen right now, because they were the images that were on the website. Obviously no pricing, no release date, anything like that. This is really just wholesale for other stores to kind of pick up. What are your thoughts initially?
Well, the first thing that I did was look at the company About Us info in order to see what the deal was with this. And then I realized, oh, this is claw machine stuff.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. See, this is why I pay you to be on the show.
Yeah, so there's a chance that it would be smart to take a look at those claw machines as you're exiting Walmart, but honestly, I'm never going to win one, even if they're in there. It'd be like, hey, there they are. I can't get one.
Imagine trying to be completist on that. You'd be there for 6 weeks straight. They'd be like, "We've got, sir, you have to leave. You can't be here any longer. You've spent $16,000 trying to just get one of those figures." Yeah, that's awesome. I wasn't aware of that. So that is very interesting additional information, and kind of makes sense too, because I could kind of see them in those machines. I've seen a few of them where they've got like a few of the kind of larger plush toys in there, and then it just does this. It just goes like this.
Yep.
the claw that has absolutely no chance of catching anything ever. Yeah. That's
also
also
maybe carnival prizes, things like that. But it's going to be tough if you want a whole set of these. It's going to be very, very hard, because you also have two scales to worry about. So even just ordering one online, unless somebody measures it, if they won one and they list it on eBay, it's going to be hard to know which one you're getting.
That's very true. Balls as well, Kitty said. And the, obviously, this is the lineup. So you can see that they've taken the classified designs and tried to incorporate those into these particular figures. So these are probably, do you think these have been on like the cards for a while? Or do you think this is kind of like almost like the evergreen for other companies taking, do you know what I mean? It just feels like they always seem to, nowadays, we always seem to see those early classified designs incorporated into these sort of things.
Yeah, I don't know. It almost feels like a company licensed classified and then asked for some designs, and probably the kit with all the press stuff that they would have been sent would have been this same one that went to like the stickers that you can get a pack of for 50 cents. It's the same designs. And I love the fact that they got, you know, six characters under their belt and they're like, what's next? And somebody probably was like, well, of course, Duke. And they're like, no, it's a cube. And then, you know,
what about, I don't know.
And then they're like, well, what's after the cube? Not Duke, another cube. And then what's after that?
Duke, do a briefcase.
Only one slot left. They're like, nope, briefcase.
And don't forget as well, don't forget a pair of balls too.
a pair of balls
in there. Very interesting then. Thanks for that additional information, Pat. I probably should have spoken to you before going live today about this. That's awesome, though. People already saying that Sean says, I hate those claw machines. Mate, I have literally, I don't think I've ever won anything on a claw machine. And I've played a few, but never won anything on a claw machine. Have you ever won anything on a claw machine, Pat?
No, but we had one at work. And I know that there are certain people that are just experts at those and can actually get stuff out of it. And it's like, how is there a method to what you're doing? I don't understand.
No, I don't get it either at all. Ed says the claw. There you go. Robert H says, really like the Scarlet. Let me just move on to Scarlet. She has the same I'm a cool kick butt fighter, but also I'm adorable feel that her classified figure does. I have to say, though, like, I wouldn't go into that. I'd just be like, oh, look, little G.I. Joe figures, but I wouldn't be that inclined to like try and get these all. As we mentioned before, it would cost you a fortune anyway.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if Baroness has purple hair. That would be really neat.
Well, you can kind of see the almost the back of her hair.
Yeah, but if you turn the figure around, I'm still curious because it could just be printed on one side.
It's like a flat bit.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it, but that would be something that I would want to see in person.
Jason, I get the briefcase, but cubes, you've obviously never seen Pyramid of Darkness. That's all that movie is about. All that miniseries is about.
I think that link to classified actually does make these just a little bit more special than they would be if they didn't have that, if they were just more of the classic look.
No, I know what you're saying. I think if they were more vintage accurate, there might be, I don't know. It's cute stuff. It is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But that's effectively Toy Factory. Now, their website, obviously, they don't deal direct to consumer. This is all sold to, wholesalers and distributors and so on and so forth. So we will, obviously, when we get any more information, we will let you know. They're on eBay as well, apparently. And I didn't know that, but thank you for pointing that out. $25 for a 9-inch Baroness. My goodness. Although, that's probably cheap compared to the amount of money you'd spend on a claw machine trying to get her out.
That's probably the thing, is that it could be that the claw machines that people are good at are just not set very well, or there might be some sort of exploit. I kind of think that if you know somebody who may have an arcade, you may be able to order a bunch of these. And then, who knows, just sell them at a convention or...
Yeah.
We may end up seeing somebody at a convention that actually knows, you know, has an in order to order a bunch. And I think that'd be a good idea because they're not going to be just on the shelf at Walmart.
Absolutely. Matt O'Brien says, I received the Joe Mini Mates the other day and they are super cool. Hope they do a bunch more of them. Chris, you guys in on Mini Mates? I got a few of them actually. Picked up the first couple of sets, I want to say, that they did. And really, I think they're really adorable. I think they're really cool. It's way better than I ever imagined they would be. And also, look, the packaging's really nice too that they put them in. And also, we had a very nice person pick me up a set of the Ninja Force ones they did very recently as well, with the, you know, the comic cover and everything made out to look like a VHS tape. That is now Kate's. Kate owns that. And that is in the office at work. So that's pretty cool. So, yeah. Yes, Matt, to answer your question, 100% love the Mini Mates and think they're really fun. Have you had picked up any of those by any chance, Pat?
I picked up the first wave. I have not opened them, though, so maybe that's the reason why I haven't picked up more. And with myself trying to scale back on Classified, I feel a little weird picking up some of that other licensed stuff instead of
the
main line.
It's definitely just I'll get the odd one here or there kind of thing. It's not like I'm not all in on Mini Mates necessarily.
I hope that they keep going for a while though. You know, just doing a release here and there would be nice.
If they just did those cute collector friendly ones where it's like a little set, but then something really cute like a VHS tape and a very quirky different set of characters that you're not necessarily expecting. I think that would be a good way to go with them in general. But yeah, I agree with you on that one. Okay. Oh, there you go, Pat. Baroness does have purple hair in the back.
Oh, nice. Nice. That actually makes her a little more interesting to me.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that. Awesome. There you go. That is this first bit of news. And that's really, I mean, what else can we talk about? That's it really, isn't it? Let's move on to the next bit of news. So what I should have said beforehand, there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs in today's news. And what I've done is I've kind of done it like this so that we end on a high. So we have like a nice little ooh, and then we have and then we have a ooh, and then we have a So it's going to be like that throughout most of the... also, I hope someone clips that up because that sounded hilarious. Right, so next up then, we have fan stream news.
Well, isn't this a bummer? The Hasbro Pulse G.I. Joe Valentine's Day Massacre fan stream has been pushed to March the 8th. Now, we reported the other day regarding a story that Toy News International posted about the pre-orders on Entertainment Earth shifting to this very date, and now it all makes sense. We can't get into the details right now, but we can say that we have had confirmation stating the reason for the change, and I can at least say that it has nothing to do with the recent layoff situation or the product itself. There is nothing to worry about from a fan perspective, other than having to wait for another few weeks to spend all of that money you don't have. All this will do is draw out the speculation train, that doesn't make any sense, for what we can expect in terms of name-only reveals, new digital renders, and pre-orders during the stream next month. I will also add that it probably doesn't hurt to push it out a bit further when you think of the day it was going to be on, and also to give Joe fans a bit more time to catch up with the crazy few months we have had recently. I promise it has nothing to do with the fact that I complained it was on my wedding anniversary. I'm pretty sure they do not care about that.
They didn't. getting a few messages in the chat as well. A lot of people talking about the CoverGirl Bat Falcon Outback barbecue wave. We will be talking about that a little bit later on, guys. So I'm gonna hold that chat for a little bit later on. And also there's been a little bit of kind of like an update, especially for the US customers. So we will get to that very shortly. Don't worry, we will come to that. But first of all, the Valentine's Day Massacre has been pushed to March the 8th. Pat, are you happy about this? I mean, was this one of those things where you're kind of like, actually, I could do with some space here?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to complain about having a little bit more space. The whole pre-order situation, as we've said a few times, was a little bit of a mess, in my opinion. Mm. I do hope that they haven't pushed it back and jumbled some more pre-orders together. You know, it'll be not that great if there's like twice as many because it's a month later. But that's also kind of fine. If I'm picking and choosing personally, it's not going to matter. But I don't think having it on Valentine's Day, even Hasbro standing you up on Valentine's Day. I didn't even have anyone to stand me up on Valentine's Day. But yeah, I think that it's fine that it was delayed. We kind of expected it almost. We kind of alluded to the fact that something strange was happening with the Entertainment Earth news last week.
Exactly. Yeah, that kind of all started to make a bit more sense when that happened. And like I said in the video, we can't really talk about the reasons why it was, but it had nothing to do with pretty much any of the crazy theories that were going around at the time. It had nothing to do with any of that. And I'm sure it'll come out in the future anyway as to why. That's pretty much that in a sense. Sorry, B, you stood up by Hasbro as well. So that's the fan stream. It won't be on the 14th. And also, Emily did confirm, point of clarification, that the pre-orders that were going to be going up that day were obviously being pushed to March the 8th as well. I think most people just assume that anyway. But I think there were a lot of questions coming into her about, well, what does this mean for pre-orders? So she put that out there because there were so many people that were concerned about it. So there you go. That's pretty much that in a nutshell. It does, obviously, last week we spoke about what we could expect on this very show because we were expecting to be talking about all the reveals and the pre-orders and everything like that, Pat. Any changes in your mind as to what we might see come March the 8th?
Not really. I don't even know where my speculation is for any of this, to be honest. It's the code name. You know how the code names have me so messed up.
Yes, yes. And that is another aspect of it, is that there's so much floating around out there that isn't really confirmed, or we don't really know exactly what this is, or we don't know exactly what that is. When you throw that into the mix, it really does muddy all of the waters, doesn't it? And you can't really see clearly. So yeah, I understand that one. Mine hasn't changed. I'm still expecting those pre-orders with the five-figure wave that we all, know is coming. And one of the reasons for that is because loads of retailers have just put pre-orders up for it already. Do you know what I mean? They've put almost like that they either have that information at hand or those listings did creep out, excuse me, quite some time ago. So in some cases, we don't know who is who, but in some cases we do. So that five-figure wave is almost certainly going to be the pre-orders on the March the 8th. And then obviously I'm expecting some deluxe situations in there as well. In terms of what we're going to see digital render-wise, could be any, if not all, of the names that are kind of floating around. I'd be very surprised if they showed us everything that they've revealed in name to this point, because there's still so many that are floating around there. Buzzer, Ripper, the Snow Serpent, Firefly's version, kind of like vintage styling, Shadow Tracker, Range Vipers, Tunnel Rat, Tripwire, General Hawk, Grunt, Low Light, Chuckles, Agent Helix. There's a lot. So I would probably imagine that they might show renders for the next wave of five, possibly. Would you think that would be something they might do, Pat?
Yes, because at this point, we've been waiting so long on those pre-orders to happen that they're probably going to want us kind of excited for the next thing as well. So, yeah, I like how this picture here kind of illustrates what is how likely by the fact that you can see certain ones are renders and certain ones are just art that you've picked. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think that probably Python Crimson Guard, with it being a Target exclusive, that may make it a little more complicated as to whether or not they will reveal it. But if I were them, I probably would, since we've seen it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty much all we can really get into, isn't it, with the fan stream. It hasn't happened yet, so it will happen. Also, I will point out this was Toy News International's image, not mine. So I don't want anyone thinking that I put this together. It's all Toy News International. So shout out to them. And also, thank you for letting me use it, even though I didn't ask. So thanks. And also, it says Toy News International on there, so covered on all bases. Yeah, so Captain K says, what would happen if you told us? You wouldn't hear anything ever again, probably. Yeah, but in some cases we get information, like, well, most of the information that we get is not direct from official source. So, you know, I don't want to ruin things for a lot of people. And also I'm also kind of like, there's a conflict of interest in there too. So, there's some things we do know and some things we don't know. And I can tell you that I have no idea what is going to be revealed in terms of digital renders, in terms of name only, in terms of all, I don't know any of that. The only thing that we do have a good idea of is based on the listings that leaked a couple of months back. So that's pretty much all we can go on, if that makes sense to people watching. Anyway, so that is effectively the fan stream. It was good, wasn't it, Pat? The fan stream, really enjoyed it. It's full of loads of cool reveals and surprises, so much so that we didn't get anything. Next up, though, and this is a bit more of a reveal and a flashback to 2021 in a way as well, and that is Firefly from Mezco Toys, as one of my, as Stalker fell over on my desk.
Well, would you look at that? Go on, look at it. Yes, Mezco Toys have revealed their upcoming G.I. Joe 112 Collective Firefly figure for the second time. Yes, I know that sounds wild, but cast your minds back to the 23rd of July 2021, yes, that long ago, Mezco dropped a teaser image showing Firefly for the Mezco Toys Fair, and we didn't get any other updates, despite having both Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow pop up in the meantime. Well, they only went and revealed their full figure for the Mezco Toys Fair 2023 for reveal number 4, and will share more details very soon. I imagine we will get pre-orders at the very latest next week, based on previous reveals, so keep an eye on their socials for updates. As for the figure, we had seen him face on from the chest up previously, but now we can see the majority of the figure and he looks sensational. I love the fact that he retains that original vibe, but the pouches and secondaries look a little extra. He will be 6 inches, just like the previous 112 collective figures, clues in the name, and I imagine will be stacked with accessories, one of which will be that Timer Dynamite stick accessory, which has become synonymous with the character and Wile E. Coyote. As with all the Mezco figures, there will be a mix of soft goods thrown in as well that make for a very awesome action figure experience. Those with other 112 collective figures will definitely understand. As far as release goes, we have no idea yet, but seeing as it has taken years to see Destro and Roadblock, with Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow still a ways off it would seem, I don't think this one will be in hand anytime soon.
Probably not. But crazy to see, out of nowhere, Firefly revealed again, Pat. Now we have to go back to, was it June, July, something like that? I can't remember which one it said, but basically summer of 2021 when they first revealed this particular teaser that you're looking at on screen right now. And then we waited and we waited and we waited. And they, in that time, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow. And I think Snake Eyes got pre-orders and everything. Did Storm Shadow? I think Storm Shadow disappeared a little bit as well, you know?
Yeah, I haven't been ordering these, so I haven't really been keeping track. I don't know. I just know that one or those other reveals were happening. We were like, but what about Firefly? That's weird. And we said it for a while and then kind of stopped talking about it.
Exactly. I think what a lot of people kind of surmised when the Snake Eyes reveal came out and shortly afterwards the pre-orders and Storm Shadow came out was that clearly they were kind of skirting the core characters, weren't they? They weren't diving straight in with a Cobra Commander, with a Duke, with a Snake Eyes. They kind of were doing, you know, Destro, Roadblock. Even though they're core characters, they're not the first ones you'd expect to be, you know, straight out the gate. And we had a feeling that when they showed Firefly, it was like, brilliant. But then almost as if like maybe sales were determining their decision to maybe put that on pause and go with the big guns, aka Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. And now, I don't know, it's one of those things, someone's just mentioned it must be frustrating as hell to collect this line, RKW just did. And I feel that because it took so long before we saw Destro in hand. Roadblock was in hand, I want to say weeks ago, not that long ago, but Roadblock started getting out a few weeks ago, I want to say. And they look fantastic. But at the same time, you just never know when it's actually going to come out, do you?
Yeah, and I wonder why that is, because, I mean, with this being a reveal from 2021, it just kind of feels like maybe their production pipeline is the thing that got complicated.
Definitely. And maybe with the fact you've got soft goods and all sorts of additional extras in there kind of makes it more complex to just churn these out in like a short period of time.
Yeah.
And Diana as well. Yeah. You know how waiting for Christmas is kind of more exciting than Christmas Day. Mezco reveals feel sort of like that. I have to agree on that one, Diana. Definitely in later years, when I was a kid, Christmas Day was like the bomb. Like it was amazing. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like as you get to our kind of age, definitely the kind of build up to it is definitely more exciting. I just feel like, oh, great, some awesome. We get some time off. We get to see family and all that kind of stuff. And we just get to eat for like a week straight or 2 weeks straight. This is something that Grant mentioned before regarding the fan stream. He says, I noticed the update said a new fan stream announcement closer to this date. I'm wondering if that means we'll get another Joe stream before March 8th or something else. No, Grant, what they were suggesting was that they would start talking, like they would like reveal the time and all this kind of stuff closer to the 3rd or closer to March the 8th. They weren't saying there's going to be something new in between. They were saying they would reveal more details closer to the time. Which, if funnily enough, I think the next post the next day even had the date and time on it. We already knew the date, but had the time and everything on it. But I guess we'll start seeing more about it, including all that other stuff, closer to the 8th. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? March 8th, yes. So just to clear that one up. Neil says, I'm so glad I don't collect Mezco 112. This is the thing. I think when it first came out, I was very excited, and I thought the detail looked sensational. I thought the figures looked really good. Destro even had that really weird smiling face one on him. Did you remember that?
Yeah. That's actually probably the thing that I associate with the Mezco G.I. Joe line.
That just massive Joker smile. Yeah. But they also threw in another couple of heads in there, which are pretty dope as well, including that kind of very like vintage toy aesthetic one, which is pretty dope. Yeah, I know what you're saying though. Like it's tough. And anyway, our full reveal of Firefly. What do you think? How do you feel about Firefly looking at this, Pat?
I think it looks great. These are very professionally taken photographs. I would like to see just what the figure looks like in hand, or maybe in somebody's YouTube review or something.
Absolutely. I mean, you can already tell that the soft goods look pretty dope. All of the extra secondaries and pouches and everything. There's a lot of detail that's gone into this, and I'm here for it. Honestly, I'm like you though. I'd like to see this one in a review or something first. But I love the fact the knife's there on the arm as well. He's got what's going to be clearly loads of removable accessories like explosives and grenades and things all over the place. I imagine he's going to have like remotes, and he's going to have his walkie-talkie, and he's going to have his backpack and all that kind of jazz. Now, we've already seen, of course, the 12-inch 3-0 Firefly. Do you remember that?
I do remember the fact that there is one. I don't remember all the details. I'm curious to see how long we will have to wait before we see what's included with this one.
So when they revealed Snake Eyes last year, I want to say, it was only about a week later that we had the full proper reveal, pre-orders and all that kind of stuff. But as I mentioned, they showed that Storm Shadow reveal, but I don't think anything's come of that since. I really don't think there's ever been anything. So it will be interesting to see whether they're going full force on this one. And this isn't just going to be one of those psych out kind of fake out maneuvers. Like, here's a reveal. And then they hold it for another 2 years. It is interesting. When is 3-0 Firefly coming out, says Future Fortress Maximus? I believe it's already out for pre-order. So I don't know when it's going to be delivered in hand, though. That's another thing. Nobody knows. Vlad, how are you doing? Batman 89 was 3 years from PO to email of charge yesterday, but Mezco is definitely quality and almost always worth the wait, in my opinion. You definitely get what you pay for. I do agree with you on that one, Vlad. Like the fact that I've got a Batman Dark Knight in blue, like in the kind of more kind of vintage 60s kind of deco from the cartoon from the TV series. So like I really like, and I love that figure. It's amazing. It even comes with like a stand for his cape. So the kind of, and like these things you put in the cape to kind of make it spray out kind of thing. It's a weird, it's like on the stand, I think. And it's like almost like a load of fingers that stick out, and you can drape the cape over it. So you can have him like flying through the air held up on a stand, but also with his cape sticking out, which is pretty dope. But yeah, the soft goods are amazing. The figure's brilliant. And I'd be all over these if it wasn't for, you know, having too much to collect. This almost feels like these would have done really well in that period of time when we didn't have anything for ages, Pat.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. But now there's just so much stuff that I don't know if I will ever get around to going back to get these.
Joe Cam says, are Mezco going to do a Falcon head? That might be a good seller. I don't know what you're talking about, Joe. Just kidding. We'll be talking about that very soon. So that is Mezco Firefly. Looks pretty awesome, as we just mentioned. And hopefully we see some movement on this soon. And then hopefully some sort of reveal of Storm Shadow again, because that one's gone quiet too. Do you expect them to do any other... Are there any other characters you expect coming next, Pat, based on what we've seen so far?
Just earlier stuff, you know, 1980, like 83-ish through 86 kind of characters.
You think Gun-Ho's
not anyone in particular.
Okay. Well, actually, we haven't had a female character yet, so we wouldn't be surprised if we saw Scarlet or Lady J or Cover Girl or some
maybe.
Baroness even. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, that is Mezco Toys. Next up, and we are going... we're going on that dip again. So this one I'm saying is like more of a... It's more of a positive one, this one. But the next one now that we're getting into... shall I say it, Pat?
Yes, I haven't flipped through to see what's next, but I have my... Yes, it's exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah. In hideous head sculpt news...
Shout out to Rene Castro for this one, but the first in-hand images have appeared of the upcoming G.I. Joe Classified series Vincent R. Falcon Falcone, and they are, well, not great. As a few people had noticed when the figure was revealed during PulseCon last year, Falcon's head sculpt did seem a little off. But seeing the figure in hand now is really disappointing. Considering the response to the images, I can't see good things for this particular figure going forward. I think a lot of fans expected there to be something done in the production process, but it doesn't look like anything has been changed, for the better at least. The images show the figure in his box with the beret off and with the beret on, and they don't do him any favours. It's a shame when you think about just how popular a character Falcon is and the incredibly high level of work on literally every other figure so far. It could be the quality of the images with lighting, etc., that's making the deco look a little muddy, so I'll hold off to see how that turns out in hand with my own eyeballs, but it's not looking positive, unfortunately. I don't think there's any saving that head sculpt, and that is the saddest part, really. Hopefully he looks better when seen up close, but that's all I can say at this point. As I mentioned before, the line is of such a high standard that any slight imperfection or issue gets magnified based on the quality of the figures we've had so far, but it genuinely pains me to say that this one just doesn't come close. The rest of the figure heavily utilises a lot of Recondo, which is not a bad thing, but that deco is pulling it down again for me. I genuinely hope that it's the lighting. Another point that it brings up is the fact that Falcon does appear in a number of sub-teams, including Night Force, Slaughter's Marauders, or Mad Marauders now, and the Supersonic Fighters, so either we get this abomination of a head again, or they can update him for that release. I will be praying very hard for the latter.
Funny enough, though, I did this video and I was thinking, do I do a combination video with the other classified news we had? Because another video came out from Ulf's Toy Views, which we'll talk about in a second. And it definitely improved in terms of deco, because I think the images we saw, the first in-hand images we saw, weren't the best. That said, though, it doesn't really... The head is still an issue for me. Pat, what are your thoughts?
Well, those weren't the images where somebody had like repainted the lips, were they?
Well, no. The video that we're talking about next is a YouTube review.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's this thing does look terrible. I think the head is distracting from the fact that the neckerchief also doesn't really look that good.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. It actually kind of, what it does, it kind of makes his head look really low into his body a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know the other alternative is you get ambush from the modern era. Do you know what I mean? Like the club ambush where it's right. Like you take that neckerchief
the,
bit
the
off.
The Dagwood sandwich kind of thing.
Yeah, he's got the giraffe neck going on. Or giraffe arms, as I think we referred to them on on one of the episodes. As it was hilarious. Anyway, we'll be talking about obviously Falcon again in a second. So we'll just get this out of the way in a sense. I'm not a fan of this head sculpt in the slightest. It really is an issue, I think. And especially when you see it without the beret. And I know again, it's not like great angles, it's not great lighting, and this is definitely the worst I've seen this head. But even when we see it in good lighting and in the best kind of situation, it still kind of takes you out, doesn't it? It kind of really takes you out of this character a little bit. And like, and I think the main thing is actually it's testament to the line that this is such a big deal. That yeah, we had that, almost 2,000 views on the video for this, the news burst. We had the most engagement on a Facebook post we've had in ages, most engagement we had on a Twitter post in ages. Because of this, like everyone has very strong feelings about it. I haven't heard the people that have anything positive to say are usually saying, well, at least the rest of the line's really good. No one's saying that they're okay with it necessarily. Do you know what I mean? So, do you think there's cause here for them to do something about this sooner rather than later?
You know, that's a really good question. I think that if the Walmart retro card stuff still had a few reveals left to go, I would be like, they've got to work Falcon in there and rework the figure. It really is a huge shame, I think, because also, the Green Beret, historically, for G.I. Joe, has been one of the key figures for the line. Like, in the 12-inch stuff, the Green Beret kit is one of the best things that you could have. It's like what everybody loved. It's one of the favorites. And so when they did Falcon as a 3¾-inch figure, I kind of feel like that was part of the purpose of that figure, was to kind of have a callback to that original 12-inch G.I. Joe and to give us one of the most celebrated figures of the line in the 3¾-inch format. And this one is not a celebrated figure in any shape or form, but all that negative interaction actually probably is helping G.I. Joe on social media. So it's weird how in a backwards way the figure probably is helping the brand, but it's not going to be that great of a help whenever it undoubtedly goes to clearance. I think a lot of us just are going to be skipping this one. The chest is also very shiny. I don't know what's up with that. Like all the pictures of it that I've seen, the finish on the chest kind of looks glossy, where that doesn't seem to be the case with Recondo.
Yeah, he's got a bit of gloss on there, mate.
Oh, does he?
Okay. Yeah, like, I just noticed as I looked at it. Yeah, it's definitely a glossier finish than the rest of the figure. Although the thing is, it doesn't really stand out in Recondo because it's just a dark black color, so it's you kind of get away with it a little bit. A question here from Matt says, I don't understand this. Are Lenny and the team receiving a final copy before production and they're approving this? Or are they approving a figure that is more improved than this and the factory makes their own changes? Matt, also, thank you very much for the ridiculously generous super chat, first and foremost. I think there's probably levels to this. I think there's probably levels to this that we're never going to be privy to, obviously.
Right.
At any stage, you know, maybe if like a Toy Wars book of a similar kind of style comes out, you know, in like 10 or 20 years time or something, where they finally, we get the inside info as to what happened with Falcon's head sculpt kind of thing. I don't think we'll ever really know, but I think those are good points. I think that maybe maybe there is a, Phoebe agrees, maybe there is a situation where they think they're approving something that comes out worse in production later on. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I've been in a situation where I'm seeing things being approved, and then you get the final thing in hand and you're like, this isn't what I approved. So you're not really sure of what happens and what process, what has to happen, what is forced to happen. Yeah, it's difficult. And obviously, I guess the fact that even Brian Flynn mentioned this when I interviewed him for Super 7, he said that it's so much more difficult to do the, when you don't have somebody on, you know, in position, in country, let's say, where these things are getting finalized and finished and created and the factory process, what have you, to not have somebody there creates this awkward, like, week long comment through to changes, through back through to comment, through to change. So something's gone worse than they expected here.
I think that's actually visible here, because they showed us, you know, a painted figure, and it wasn't as bad as this. I think that if you really look at this, the sculpt of it is not good. Yeah. But in addition to that, the paint on it is not good.
Yeah.
So it seems to have been hit twice in the process with things that are just not that favorable. It does seem weird that figures like Storm Shadow were delayed.
Yeah.
And yet this kind of managed to push through.
That's a good point as well. Do you think, would you have expected, or, like, you know, given the information at the time, if you saw this, did you think, oh no, there's no way they'll approve that? They'll have to
It kind of feels like, since there is some sort of slot kind of situation going on, it would have been nice if maybe a figure was in the pipeline, if they could have looked to see what else they had.
Yeah.
You know, could you hurry a repaint of somebody? Like, would it have been possible to move up a standard Recondo instead of going on with Falcon?
Like, you say that.
Falcon delayed.
Think about, like I feel that happened already in that wave, because they switched to the five figure wave, didn't they? And I think what happened as well, because you had three repaints in that wave, and it was only CoverGirl and Falcon that were the new figures. I think if they'd have made it a four figure repaint wave with CoverGirl, I wonder if that would have been also one of the things they were weighing up as to the reaction from the fans and stuff. Because that, you know, I can imagine that being like a big deal and kind of being massive, yeah, and everything.
No, I can imagine that as well. If that's the case, you know, maybe they could have just released that Storm Shadow. I don't know what else to say.
I know, I agree with you on that one, dude. I think let's face it, at the end of the day, the line has been sensational so far, right? It's been really good. There's been tons and tons of figures. If this is the only one that we are kind of, you know, that has this kind of reaction in the fandom, if this is the only one so far, that's not bad. We haven't had this with the Classified series yet. We've had people mixed, like, you haven't liked the Serpentor head sculpt. I know there have been a few people that don't like that one necessarily, but I also know many people that had it as their number one figure of the year. So, like, you know, like, it's all straight up. Like, it's been
yeah,
like
a
massive 50-50.
I was really surprised with that one personally, that there were that many people that liked it that much.
And you've got, like, I'm looking around now, Slaughter, Recondo, Outback, Stalker, Gung Ho, Bazooka, the Crimson Guard, Crocmaster, Zorana! I didn't know it was Dusty. Well, Dusty was a bit of a hot topic for a while because he was too similar to Duke. But I don't know. I just kind of feel like we've been spoiled so far, I would suggest, for a toy line. Like, think of the stuff that, you know, like Marvel Legends and Star Wars Black Series and friggin' Jurassic Park from Mattel and Turtles and all that kind of stuff. Think of the stuff they have to go through with this as well. Like, you know, you get the odd dud every now and again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would probably suggest that, let's face it, this one's probably just going to be a little dud. They're probably going to redo it in the future. I can't imagine that they wouldn't. Do you know what I mean? I would probably imagine they would go, let's take the hit on this one. Let's just do another head sculpt in the future.
I hope they take their time, though, because if they redo it and they rush through and fix the head, I think that the neckerchief could be something that people would still complain about, and rightfully so. And honestly, like I think that you mentioned, there's none of the gear that usually is associated with Falcon. I think that we need all that Green Beret, like flashlights on his legs. We need the full backpack. Like, they're going to make up for this. We're going to have to get a really awesome Falcon. Well, and personally, go talk to Don Johnson, get his head sculpt. That's what I would want.
That's usually what happens, though, isn't it? Like, that has happened in the past when like the fans have kind of kicked up a fuss about this to this degree. Also, yeah, someone just mentioned that Carscat just mentioned the non-removable knife. It's like, that's got to be a first.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you get a secondary, you kind of think, yeah, let's stick a knife in there. That ain't a knife. This is a knife. Anyway, yeah, well, I mean, that's all. We'll talk about this again in a second because we're moving on to the next news story. Now, the reason I kept this in as it was because I wanted to then soften the blow a little bit with this video. So we're basically going on a journey today, guys, on the Full Force Weekly. So I hope you enjoy the ride as we finish off the news with a bit more classified information.
German YouTuber Ulf's Toy Views has posted a couple of classified in-hand reviews, including a first look at the upcoming Outback figure in his standard white tee deco. He compared the figure to the previously released Tiger Force version, and he is looking very good indeed. We get a really good look at the box and artwork, as well as a very detailed and close-up review of the figure, and I have to say he is faring better than our poor buddy Falcon, who I will add is also reviewed on Ulf's channel, and he looks much better than the images we saw yesterday. Even so, I'm still not a fan of that head sculpt, but I was much happier with the overall look of the figure and the deco with what is clearly better lighting and quality camera work. These are the last two figures from the Wave of Five to be shown, with Covergirl, the Crimson Bat, and Mad Marauder's Barbecue having already found their way into some reviewers' hands. I must say that I am excited to get these in hand now, with the minor exception of Falcon, and with newer figures on the horizon, the ratio of new and repainted characters will start to shift in balance towards the shiny and brand spanking fresh. You can check both reviews out on Ulf's channel via the links in the description below, but what do you guys think?
What do you guys think, or what do you think, Pat? More importantly, we'll start with Outback.
I think that he looks good. You know, this is just one of those
no-brainer. It was always going to be a winner, wasn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah, that's true. The sculpt on this one was so good. Well, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't take that for granted, because, like I said, with Falcon, it wasn't just the sculpt of it, but it was the paint that wasn't that good. So maybe they could have kind of dropped the ball and had something that we didn't like about this Outback, whether it was the survival font that maybe wouldn't have looked good, or the hair would have been too bright, or the lips are crazy, too heavy. There are some things that could have gone wrong, but we weren't expecting them to, having gotten that first figure. And this one, not surprisingly, looks really good.
I'm weirdly excited to get this one in hand. Like, I have Tiger Force Outback and I love him to death. He's still up there as one of my favorite figures in the line so far. But to get the original, because the original was the first one I bought as well, like out of the two of them. I remember seeing it was in Norwich in Gerald's, and I remember even getting it. I had a couple that day. I think I got Outback and I got another figure that was out at the time. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to like look at what was out at the time to jog my memory now. But I remember getting that Outback and just being blown away by every aspect of that vintage figure. Just like, even down to the file card, having the survival written out, the kind of acrostic, they call it, don't they? Where it's like the survival's written down the left-hand side and then all of the different survival explanations coming off each letter. And just things like that, the little touches like that were just made this figure so much fun. The design, though, is so cool. Just like the dude is so hard. He's a survivalist. He just wears a t-shirt everywhere. Like, that is he's just nails. I love him for it. And the artwork is possibly some of the greatest artwork on a G.I. Joe card as well. Like, up there for me, the Outback card artwork is up there with the Hydro Viper Storm Shadow version 2.
You're talking the original card art.
Yeah. The vintage figure. And like the just the cute things like survival on his t-shirt and the gear that he came with, that secondary, the backpack, just everything about that figure is just the coolest. And his rifle was even interesting as well. The flashlight came out, Pat. The flashlight came out.
Yeah, that's true. It was hard to get it, though. You really couldn't have him hold it.
Yeah, true.
But you could whenever they released Big Brawler, because his hands were a little rubbery.
I would put the little nubbin that went into his leg, I would put that in his hand, so he was kind of holding it.
Kind of had his hand like this?
Kind of holding it like that, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great figure, and I'm glad they didn't glue that thing in. If they had glued that flashlight in, that would have been horrible.
Big time. Big time. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I that's actually, someone's mentioned that fully clothed load of finish and said survival should have an arch to it. Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I think maybe they tried that and it didn't really scan properly on the way that the body's designed. I could see them maybe trying it and it wouldn't look right, maybe with the other lines going on, like the creases and the cuts and everything possibly. Or maybe it was just simpler to do it the way they did it. Or maybe he's slightly arched over a little bit and it's not as obvious. But I don't know. What do you think, Pat, on that?
Yeah, I was actually noticing that the ab is a little bit crunched in that image. So I would like to see another picture or maybe look to the review to see if it is arched a little bit at all. But yeah, that is a good point. It originally was. I kind of wonder, you know, where does Outback get his t-shirts?
No, they're awesome. And also, like, the best one is the Night Force one that's got different colored sleeves. I even had to, like, I remember when Kate did her cosplay of Night Force Outback for AR, we had to get two different t-shirts that were the same style of t-shirts. Kate then had to de-stitch each sleeve on the one t-shirt, on both t-shirts obviously, and then sew them back onto the other one. It was hardcore. And then we got the survival printed on it as well, which is pretty dope. Kate has done both Tiger Force and Night Force Outback cosplays, and they are both sensational. So yeah, always loved those. I agree with you on that one, guys. Definitely with a curvature would be really cool. But I think this figure just wins out for me in so many different places. All those different added aspects, the holster, the knife sheath, and the flashlight holder. I mean, the dude is stacked with cool little bits and pieces and accessories. He's got the shovel. He's got the backpack. He's got the secondary, which is dope. The only thing that I think a lot of people were concerned about, I know Paddy was, and I know he's in the... He says, everything is an anticlimax after Tiger Force, says Paddy. Lols. But I know that Paddy said that his gun was a little rubbery, and it is a little bit softer than the other guns. And it's so soft, in actual fact, that I lost his magazine. So that sucks. But I did get one back. Shout out to Corey, by the way, ex-Hasbro now. But shout out to Corey, who did hook me up with another little magazine for Outback. Anyway. That is Outback, Pat. Anything else to add on that, or should we move on?
No, I don't really have anything else to add.
Coolsies. Next up, then, we get more shots of Falcon. Now, I would say that in terms of deco and in terms of the way that the face was coming across, the way that it was painted, I think this is definitely better, but it is still too big. It's still a weird head sculpt, no matter which way you look at it. And there's still that kind of shiny finish, obviously, on the chest, isn't there?
Yeah, I would also maybe, looking at this in this lighting, I think maybe I would like a little more contrast or the ability to see that camo.
The camo is very subtle, definitely. Like, I think, you know, even with like a white background and like halogen, like a million lumens on it, I still think it would be very difficult to make out the camo pattern, which is a shame, really, because I think that would have been, you know, they could really have gone to town on the deco here, couldn't they, just to kind of try and salvage it.
Yeah. Now, he doesn't come with a backpack, or is the backpack just not on in this picture?
Is not on in the picture.
That's what I thought.
I can go back. This is gonna ruin everything, but there's the backpack on the right hand side.
Right. Okay. So the backpack actually does look pretty good.
It's cool. It's a it's an interesting design. It's got loads of gear on it. The shotgun's really awesome. He does have a knife, but I think it goes in the backpack. Yeah, to the left hand side of the as you see it on the screen.
That's actually pretty good. I do like that.
There's some cool aspects to it, definitely. And the knife is very much like that Falcon knife, isn't it? With the cuts in it and the serration and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that the stock on the shotgun folds, does it?
It does, 100%.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, two places. So it folds on the back part, right? There's a little bit that's just off camera, and then it folds at the join to the shotgun as well. So yeah, that does fold up. Okay. So there's I would say there's pros to getting the figure. Unfortunately, you have to put up with that head sculpt.
Well, anyway. That's a way that they can reduce the cost of. Oh yeah, okay. I should have known that because you just showed me the picture of it with the fold.
it's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, so that those are some things that they can retain whenever they do the eventual do-over of Falcon, because I just think it needs to happen.
Yeah. Neil Hill has asked, did 2D sculpts do the head? I need to know where to aim the tar, pitch, and feathers. No, Neil, 2D sculpts did not do the sculpt. We actually don't know who did it at all. And it's probably for the best, honestly, because I don't want some poor guy getting, you know, pelters for this for ages. It's not really fair. It's bad enough they're probably having to like watch all these videos of us going, oh my god, it's the worst head sculpt ever. I think that's probably what was the word, that's enough, isn't it, basically. And yeah, Cornelius even says it as well. He says that's the biggest issue with Falcon, you can't see his camo. It's very subtle, isn't it? Very subtle,
it is.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I think again that the more glaring things are kind of distracting us from some of the other details that probably should have been a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's enough. Honestly, I think that's enough of our absolute destruction of Falcon.
Hey, we've got to be honest. I mean, it's being honest for hopefully constructive criticism purposes.
Totally. And that's the thing, isn't it? Like there's ways of doing this. Like, you know, I'm disappointed 100% with it, and I'm not going to say anything other than that. But it's not really, there's no point us here going, oh, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to the line. And, you know, whoever did it needs, you know, all this kind of, it's just like, it's not really, do we really need to get that animated about it? Like it's, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. It's one figure out of 60, 70 more to be next year. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, I don't think this is going to be, I personally think this is probably going to be the worst figure we'll ever see in terms of head sculpt. I don't think we're going to get anything worse than this ever again. What do you think, Pat?
I think you're right. And like I said, it's creating a whole lot of engagement online. And whenever they do the inevitable do-over of Falcon, whenever that may happen, maybe it'll be years from now, maybe it'll be in a short period of time. I think that there will be, again, a lot of engagement of people who are eager to get Falcon revised, because obviously doing a Falcon figure should push back the opportunity to do one again. But I don't know, it feels like the amount, the outpouring is almost creating an opportunity. And if it was just the head sculpt that was bad, that would be bad. But there's so much going on here that I think could be better that, you know, if you're going to pour all of the badness into one figure, that's probably good than having some of those things missed spread out among many figures. He seems to be taking one for the team.
If you're going to focus all the bad, you might as well do it into one figure. That's hilarious. I will also add that I've completely forgotten what I was going to say now. Doesn't matter. But anyway, moving on from this, and hopefully we'll never, ever have to talk about this kind of thing ever again. We also should add, and this shout out to Classic Toys UK and many other people in the UK that have been receiving their Covergirl and Crimson Bats. They are now coming in from Pulse UK. And of course, the Marauders Barbecue is also arriving from Pulse very soon as well. So just a kind of heads up and kind of like an addition to this particular bit of news that we're talking about with Outback and Falcon. The other three figures are coming in as well. So probably not very far off. However, I should also add that US customers have just been emailed as of, I think, last night, that this wave has been pushed another month was it May, were people saying? So for those in the US, it looks like it's been pushed along again, which is, again, frustrating. And we'll see, and obviously we'll follow that story and see where it goes, but that is effectively what we're at the moment. Pat, are you kind of fed up of all of these delays now? Have you had enough with it?
Yeah, you know, I think that the major delays have made us a little more sensitive, or at least me a little more sensitive to the minor ones. It is frustrating to see some people get so much stuff in hand, and by the time I get it, you know, there's no way for me to engage in excitement online with it. I'm kind of fine. Just if I'm going to be 2 months off, being 3 months off, if that's the case, like, it doesn't really make a difference at that point.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, it's like, what difference does another month make at this rate? Totally. Which is funny, because at the start of the year, people were getting these figures randomly all over the globe. And then it kind of seemed to just stop randomly. And then Pulse said they were shipping, and then they weren't, and then they were. And it's, I don't know. It just seems to be all over the place still. I'm really hoping. Yeah, May 3rd apparently is the push now.
This and wasn't the time of the year, though, that I was kind of used to that happening, because a long time ago, it used to be that stuff would show up for right before Christmas.
Yep.
And then after Christmas, there would be the store resets along with an inventory. And if you did not get those figures right before Christmas, it was going to be a few months before the store would bother to put them out.
Yeah.
So this is that time of the year where I'm just kind of used to seeing other people have a few figures that I just didn't manage to find.
Yeah. Well, that is it. That is the news. We kind of ended on a little bit of a low, which was not my intention. My intention was to be on a little bit more of a high. But I had to add this to the end. So some people in the UK are getting theirs at least. At least that's a high for them, shall we say. Anyway, Pat, let's shift on, shall we, to the shout outs. Before we do, if you're expecting like a 2 minute long video, it ain't happening now. I've minimized the little hoarder message. So I just don't want Pat thinking he can kind of chill out for 2 minutes now. It's only going to be about 30 seconds. Look, he's leaving already. Anyway,
it has occurred to me that I could go like get something from the kitchen or just something like that during.
Not anymore. You can't even have a pee break unless you pee into that Pepsi bottle. Gross. Anyway, shout out.
Have you tried Hoarder yet? No? Well, you need to. If you have a collection of things and want to create a fun and easy way of organizing it and, of course, showing it off, then get involved. You can post items and build collections, and you can drop a status like getting a fun delivery or seeing some awesome related stuff on your travels. Build your collections with Hoarder. The app is free to download on Google Play and the App Store, so what are you waiting for? Get to hoarding.
There you go. Get to hoarding and do it now. Pat, shout outs, buddy. Take us through them.
Shout out to Philip. I did get to work this week on a new episode for Articulated Points. And you did update the picture.
There we go. I did, yes.
So I did get to work on an episode, and it's been a tough one for me. So I hope that by the time I get it edited, that I'm going to want to put it out there instead of scrapping it, because it's so involved and yeah, it's taken me a little while.
I know the feeling. I'm supposed to be doing at the moment a deep dive into Steel Core, and it is just the longest video ever. Sorry guys, that will come eventually, but yeah, Articulated Points. I'm excited though, Pat. Are you allowed to talk about what it is, or are you keeping that under wraps?
I don't want to say, because then if I'm still kind of, I haven't done any true editing,
true,
and if I want to abandon it and do something else, I don't know. Not that anyone's like, I can't believe you put out a different thing, most people won't even watch it. But it's, you know, I just don't want to feel that pressure of having committed.
Yeah, that's my problem. I always commit. I always say it on a video or something, and then it's like, oh, I've got to cancel this now. Sorry. Yeah, so that's that. Shout out to Phil. Next up then, of course, the fam in the UK and the US. Love to all of you guys. That's pretty much it. I haven't seen Mom today. I think she's busy. If you are on...
Anyway.
Yeah, love to Mom and Dad, and obviously everyone in the US, and Kate and Phoebes, and the whole family. We had a lovely wedding anniversary where we did very little, and I ended up... Did I make dinner? Yeah, I did. Yeah, there you go. There's a surprise for everybody. Everyone on the chat's like, you did what? And Kate's still alive. Yes, she is. We had we had a lovely little time. And did we take Phoebe out as well? I want to say we did. Did we go and do anything? I know it was in the week. Did we go for a walk? We kept it super low key, didn't we? Basically, yeah, it was low key. It was nice though. We enjoyed ourselves. What did everyone else do? Let us know in the comments. Keep it PG-13 though. and yeah, obviously, massive shout out to the whole fam. Massive shout out to Brian. Brian Sowie does all our amazing graphics. Brian's got a busy week ahead of him. He's got to do our monthly next, Pat. I should have told him, really, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
We haven't recorded that yet. And there's a high possibility we might have to postpone it anyway, but we'll work it out. We'll figure something out.
I said at the beginning of the month, it's a short month, and that makes it difficult to do any of these monthly things.
Yeah,
and it's just a few days. But
we had so much. We had so much time to do it though, because I was like, the January's monthly was on the 1st, so we had this entire time. And I'm just the worst at organizing this stuff. I really am. Also. Shout out to Peppermint All Capsule. Thank you for the super chat. YouTube won't accept my chat for some reason. That sucks. Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you very much for your super chat. And join us for another chance to win unique prizes, the new rocking ep of Wheel of Slaughterhouse, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Sergeant Slaughter Slaughterhouse channel. There you go, Peppermint All Capsule. Hopefully that's covered it. But yeah, go check out Slaughterhouse. It's an awesome YouTube channel. You will not be disappointed. And of course, to the awesome Paddy and Brian, whose brilliant Action Force softcover, The Battle Years book, the softcover for Kickstarter, has funded. Last week, we were talking about it just being very close to funding. It is surpassed funding now. And the next up, it's €23,000 unlocks the Series 3 vehicles. They've just passed 20, I believe, which is amazing. So hopefully we can unlock the extra vehicles section as well, because that would be awesome, wouldn't it, Pat?
Yeah, that's I'm hoping that they reach some of their stretch goals. It's nice that they have funded, and now it's just a matter of looking to those.
And there's Paddy as well. He's been watching very intently today. We passed 20k euros today and chugging along nicely. Thanks to everyone for backing us. Still 9 days to go. That's another bonus as well, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Still plenty of time to get involved, guys. And also, there is that little spike at the end that you usually get. So hopefully we can sneak into some stretch goals there as well. Brilliant. Okay. We are going to end on a sad note, aren't we? Completely forgot that I'd put this in here. But yes, Bruce Willis's family have revealed that he has been diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia, which is awful. I know he had aphasia or something along those lines before, and it's kind of gotten worse, and now it's effectively dementia. And obviously Bruce Willis, who played played G.I. Joe Colton in Retaliation, I kind of feel really like this does hit home for the Joe fans as well, because I also remember, I've got this kind of really vivid memory of that Bruce Willis G.I. Joe Colton Hot Toys figure coming out. And I got that off, I think I got it off Nick, or when we were at a con, I think I bought it from someone at a convention. And I remember taking it home, getting that figure out of the box, and just being absolutely blown away by the likeness. I thought it was sensational. Like, it was even like stands up today. I took a picture of it and put it on Instagram or something. And I remember my auntie said, "Have you met Bruce Willis?" Because she thought it was real. She thought it was a real picture of Bruce Willis. So shout out to my Auntie Jan, who said that. It kind of like sticks in there. It's like, I don't know, it makes it even worse. And obviously, we even got a modern era 4-inch figure of Bruce Willis as well, didn't we, Pat, at the time?
Yeah, we did. I took that figure and I made a custom because the body wasn't anything that was really based on the movie.
Yeah.
I wanted one that was, so I did that. And I think that it's great. I this is one of the reasons why I still really enjoy G.I. Joe Retaliation. I think, undoubtedly, or maybe I should just say hopefully, we will continue getting some more G.I. Joe movies in the future.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Retaliation so far of the three live action ones that we've theatrical live action ones we've gotten, it's by far for me the strongest of the three.
You're missing Street Fighter, though. You're missing Street Fighter out of
Right. Right. Well, I don't know. I do enjoy Retaliation more than Street Fighter.
Oh, come on. Paddy will have a word about that as well, but yeah.
But over time, as things happen, I don't necessarily know that another movie would necessarily include Colton. But even if it did, what a great thing for the history of the brand that, that Bruce Willis ended up being G.I. Joe. That's just such a lasting good thing for us, and I appreciate that we had the opportunity to do that while he was, still able to do that.
Absolutely. And yeah, and like obviously, like I was a huge fan of Die Hard as well. Like that movie was just
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
fan phenomenal. Like yeah, so it's just yeah, it's just sucks, doesn't it? Basically.
It does.
Anyway, yeah, I have to agree with you on that one, Pat. I think like even though like I wasn't a massive fan of Retaliation, like I think like Bruce Willis was great. And like yeah, it's nice to know that he was G.I. Joe Colton for a period of time as well. That's like kind of cool and kind of pretty solid for the brand too. It's like cool that he was a member, like a part of that universe, definitely. Anyway, yeah, really sad news. But yeah, and a tip, why did I put that last one? Anyway, now that we're all down, thanks guys for watching. Thanks for tuning in and joining us and chatting away and all the yeah the lovely comments as well for Bruce Willis as well. Really appreciate it. And for Auntie Jan as well. Amazing. That's it for another episode, Pat. Are you happy that we got through it? Even though I really should have designed that better, shouldn't I?
No, I think that it was fine. There was just some things that we needed to talk about. That's all.
Oh, well.
It was good to have it covered. I appreciate like people are saying some positive things also about Bruce Willis. That's kind of focus on the positive. I appreciate what we had.
Well, that is it for this week of the Full Force Weekly. Thank you to Pat for joining me on this one again. Thank you for all of you guys for all the comments. It's been awesome. Thanks for all the super chats from some of you guys as well. Miss you too, Colonel Ping, who's just commented on there. We will see you on the next week on next week's episode. Pat, you're in for that, aren't you? Next week,
Yes.
you're up for it. Brilliant. Hopefully, we'll have loads of news to discuss like we've had this week. It's
It
been
will all come right at the end of, that's what we should expect. Wednesday, Thursday, that's when the G.I. Joe news will happen.
Friday night, Saturday morning, and so it
Yeah.
really, really get me going. Awesome. Like I said, I will be back very soon with that Steel Core video. Who knows when it's going to come, but I've been given more space now, considering we're a little ways away from any kind of more reveals. So I've got a little bit more time to maybe talk about that, just in case they show off some figures or something on the fan stream. So I've got a bit more time, and that's going to make it worse because now I'm just going to think I've got loads of time. Anyway, that's not important. More articulated points coming as well, says Pat. Maybe.
Hopefully, by the end of the month. I have 10 days.
Oh, that you've just given yourself that. You've just done what I've done. I've got plenty of time to do this. We'll see you guys as well for another monthly, hopefully before the end of the month. That's it. You know what to do at the end of these episodes, guys. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And after three, one, two, three,
Full force.
force. I'm not going anywhere until I see them come through. Oh, there is already one there. That was either early. That might have been early, though. I'll wait for another one. I'm just waiting for another one. There it is. Okay, we can go now.
Bye.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/thefullforce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.